Haven't done an audio boo in a while. Not sure what my levels are here. I apologize if I'm a little low. I've been busy. Very, very busy. I have recently updated my website, finally. And I'm not talking about my journal, my blog, but rather my online gallery, www.chrisbutlerart.com. Finally got it looking a little bit sharper, a little bit more professional, and pretty pleased with that. I apologize if I'm a little low-key at the moment. I'm very tired. But because I haven't done an audio boo in a while, I thought maybe it was a good time to crack one open here. I've actually been looking at my Google Reader, and my reader, my subscription list is pretty impressive, I think. I've got a very, very long list of RSS feeds that I follow. And it's all fairly oblique information. I'm looking at right now at the RSS feed for the disinformation, disinfo.com. And they've got some stuff here. Take Her Down, The American Dream Turned Nightmare. Take Her Down. That's interesting. It says, owning a home once ranked as the primary goal of the American experience. It was the pinnacle of nation's striving, of national striving, and homes were icons. Now as millions face foreclosure, that dream has turned into a nightmare. Interesting article. Obama signs one-year extension of Patriot Act. Can't say that I'm terribly surprised there. Internet overtakes print in news consumption. Did it really take this long? Britain uses classical music for social mind control. Very much like Clockwork Orange, it sounds there. Let's skip over to blogging the singularity. Nothing really grabbing my attention there. Cryptomundo. Bigfoot and Folklore on Coast to Coast AM tonight. That was actually yesterday. Vermont's Old Slippery Foot. Who is Slippery Foot? Several years ago, a Cryptomundo correspondent named Cage shared this. A very interesting event occurred at the beginning of the 20th century in a far northeastern corner of Vermont. A beast known as Old Slippery Foot terrorized the isolated families in that region of the state. I have not been able to find any information on his appearance, identity, or individual accounts, but I did find that the monster warranted a hunting expedition by Theodore Roosevelt. Very interesting. I've never heard of Old Slippery Foot. Earth Files. Looks like Linda Moulton Howe is talking about R.A.F. Bentwaters. Kurzweil. The Power of Plant Clock Computing. Okay. Personalized Medicine on the Spot. Oh, this looks interesting. A new device can rapidly test biological samples for genetic variations that could cause dangerous reactions to some drugs. A disposable cartridge, a barcode, DNA loading chamber. Fascinating. I know it's interesting, I'm sure, listening to me read silently. Let's see what my buddy Kev has on his blog. He has a new kitty toy and a video. I shall have to watch later. I'm sure this is exciting for you.